title today is I Want Truth. Do you want truth? Yeah, what kids? Oh, I thought you, not the big kids, right? Not the ones that act like kids. Okay. There's a difference between being childlike and childish. My dad would say, no comments from the peanut gallery. All right. Lord, we love you. And we are asking that you would be honored here today by us blessing you, by embracing you and what you're about, and hating and breaking agreement with what you're not about. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you like the dark? So how many of you like the light? How many of you like lies? So how many of you like truth? Okay, do you want truth? I'm asking you, do you want truth?
Yes.
Well, where do you get truth? What are you basing your life on? I want us to read some verses. And then, while I'm reading verses, I just felt like today when I was praying and asking God what He wanted to do today. It's not what they taught me in Bible college. What they taught me in Bible college was I'm supposed to study, put together what I think you need, and teach all this. But when I was praying, I said, God, what do you want to do today? And I felt like He said He wanted me to read these verses, ask you some questions, and then read these verses. But to ask you these things, what is God showing you right now in your life? Do you even know? What is God doing in you right now? What would help you in your life? Maybe you have a question. Maybe you have something you're like, maybe like when Anita was up here talking, she's looking for some answers. You know, what would help you in your life right now? Because I don't know how to say this, Lord, and I don't even know if I can say it. When you were in school, let's say you were taking algebra. Did you ever take algebra? Okay. So when you were taking algebra, did you ever hear yourself say or think, why am I taking this? What am I ever going to do with this? How about history? Why do I have to study about the Medes and the Persians? Why do I have to know about these Civil War battles? You know? Did you ever wonder that? Jen. And then there's Jen. Okay. I do too. I'm trying to help people to understand, to relate. Not everybody's going to be able to relate to everything, so I'm giving a few things that different people can relate to. Can you handle that? Okay. All right. Could you relate to the algebra part? How about, see, chemistry, science, I hate it. Okay. I dropped out of those classes when they told me I didn't have to take them. I hate science. But there's some people that love science. I hate it. Okay? It wasn't for me. I did never do that. I know. I would have got sick if I'd have had to do that. When I went down to see my dad, to help my dad and mom a couple months ago, I told my mom a couple days before I went, I called her and I said, Mom, I don't even know why I'm coming, because I can't do blood and I can't do bodily functions. You know, I said, I get sick and pass out on the blood. And whatever they're doing, the bodily functions, is going to happen to me too. So if they're throwing up, I'm going to do it too. You know, it's like, that does not work, you know, for me, you know. And we told her, never mind. Anyway, I don't want to go there. where were we, Lord? Where were we? We were going somewhere. Yeah. Okay. No. Yeah. What's God showing you? What God's doing in your life? What would help you in your life right now? But let me give you a thought. Because, you see, I ask you about algebra and history and science and that type of stuff. Because I want to say something. Because you were in class, and because you took a class, and they told you, you have to learn this. And then you learned it, and they wrote it on the board. This is going to be on the test. Remember the lady up front? This is going to be on the test. The stern guy. This is going to be on the test. And then they gave you a test. And then... what does this mean? Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Now, are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Okay, quit listening to some of them. Okay. Listen here. Pay attention on purpose. So they give you a test. There's too much liberty here. There's just too much liberty here. Okay. All right. Yeah, I do. I love it better when you're quiet. Now, here we go. I'm only kidding, but watch. Just watch this, except for some. Okay? They just need a muzzle. Okay? Short leash. Okay, here we go. You ready? Paula? Okay? Jen? Okay? Not that I'm picking on anybody in particular. Is it clear yet? Okay. Now, so they give you a test, and then you write on the test, and then a week later, a month later, you can't remember diddly. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay, now, I'm saying this with a heart that is wanting to cry, okay? God says in Jeremiah chapter 9, he says, oh, that my head were many waters, that I could cry, weep for my people. I'm caring about you right now. So I'm saying this. Because we teach you things, even because you can say the words back, does that mean that you actually learned it?
No.
How do you know when you've learned it? Somebody, see, you've redeemed, you've just passed from a doop, doop, doop. Okay. You ready? Little Indian. Anyway. You ready? Serious. How do you know when you've learned it? She said, when you live it. Well, how many truths have we taught here that you're not living? I want you to listen, okay? I care about you, but I want to help your life. And as soon as I meet somebody or start praying for somebody, like you asked me to pray for somebody or something like that, I don't know. Or I meet somebody, or I go to talk to you, or I go to think about you, immediately God starts giving me, it's like he just starts, especially when I listen to you talk, it's like God just starts revealing to me all these verses and stuff of what you need in your life. And I care about you, and I want to help you get there, but I used to pray right before I preached. I remember one of our tours around America, and I used to pray this right before I preached, and I would say, God, the best I could do is take these words and put them in their earballs, but I'm asking that you would take these words and put them in their heart. Because I realize we hear a bunch of stuff, but what do we do with it? That doesn't mean you learned. That's why I tried to take you back to school, you know, the analogy of going to school, just because they held it up to you and said, learn this, little mina birds. And now you told them, Sue went to, she thought she was going to go, you know, as God was dealing in her life, she thought God, he wanted to take her into counseling and help her to understand this, but he wanted her to understand his way. But she was thinking, okay, maybe I need to go get a degree. So she starts going to university, and she's in this class about psychology or whatever it was. I'm sorry. Anyway, and there's like, let's say, 100 people in the class. And they gave this situation of, what if somebody is, your child is sick, but it's this very expensive medicine, and you can't afford it, but your child needs it. Without it, your child's going to die. Is it okay for you to go and steal the medicine? And everybody in the class said yes, except Sue. And Sue is not a real bold, vibrant person, but she's become very bold, okay, so that you see her now. But she was real withdrawn, and, you know, if she ever wanted something said, she'd stand behind me and tell me and then push me to go say it, like to the preacher or something. You know what I'm saying? That's what she would do. So she's in this class, and they're all saying, yeah, it's okay because it's not fair, and blah, 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 all these stupid things they were saying of why it's okay to go and steal and break in this pharmacy to get this medicine for your child, and that's all okay. And God stirs my wife up because she was valiant for the truth. She was strong for the truth. And that's what I want to know today. Are you strong for the truth? Is the truth, how important is the truth to you? Do you know what compromise is? Do you know what compromise is? You see, there is black, and there is white, and there's a line. But compromise is when you try to blend them, and you say, well, there's this gray area, and it's okay to do this or what, and, you know, but you just, you know, because we don't want to judge people, and we don't want to, you know, be mean. Or you're either standing for the truth or you're falling for a lie. And there is no such thing as a white lie. It's either the truth or a lie. And if there's a lie in the truth that you're saying, then it's a lie. You see, you could tell a lie and you commit a lie, you know, like when I was a teenager and I would come home late. And if you came home late, then like after, let's say, 10, let's say, they said, you know, you have to be home by 10. Well, I didn't want to come home by 10. So when I didn't come home by 10, I would make up these lies, you know, like my car broke down, we ran out of gas, we had a flat tire. I know none of y'all ever did that, but I did, okay? Even if I ran out of gas, I may have run out of gas, but it was a couple days ago. Or I ran out of gas, but it still didn't stop me. That's not why I came home late. I didn't come home late because I didn't want to come home at 10. I was having fun. So I may have told part of the truth, but it contained a lie. Therefore, it's a lie. Do you understand? Are you valiant for the truth? So now, would you let me help you in your life? Why? What are you basing your life on? Truth or lies? What would help your life? Truth. What would hurt your life? But we base our life on lies. Can I ask a question? Are your feelings always true? I'm sorry. Is there anybody in this room? Please, I'm asking. Are your feelings always true? Exactly. My wife is, well, I don't want to go there. Okay, so No, it was good. It was good, but it would take us off. Okay, Matthew 22, verse 16. So as we're going through reading these verses, I don't know if I'm going to start preaching on these verses, but what I want to do is I'm asking you, do you want truth? What would help your life right now? And these verses are going to bring some stuff up. And if you got a question, you need to want to make a comment, you want to say something, please stop me. Raise your hand. I don't normally want you to do that when I'm preaching, but today that's what I feel like God wants. Okay? Matthew 22:16, and they sent out unto him, Jesus, their disciples, with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art true, and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of men. In other words, Jesus was going to speak the truth no matter who was there. He wasn't going to change it. He wasn't a politician. Well, what do you think about this, Mr. Politician? Well, some of my friends are against it, and some of them are for it, and I'm always with my friends. What'd you just say, slippery mouth? You know? You know, that's what people do. They don't take a stand for truth. So I'm asking, would you be willing to take a stand for truth? Because I'm going to let you know, if you don't take a stand for truth, I promise you, you will fall for a lie. Answer me this question. Please, answer me this question. If you reject, tell me if this is true or not. If you reject the truth, then you're going to believe lies, live lies, tell lies. Is that true? I'm sorry, is that true, Al? What do you think? If you reject the truth, are you going to believe a lie? Or if you reject the truth, can you go to another truth or something? You think so? What do you think? Could you do that? If you reject the truth, is there somewhere else to go besides a lie? No, there's not, is there? But see, if we don't have that nailed down, if we don't have that nailed down, we will find ourselves compromising, and we will find ourselves believing lies. And therefore, if we believe lies, guess what we're going to live? Lies. Do you want the truth? Do you really want the truth? Or do you just want what you want? Can I tell you something? You become what you associate with. Is that true or not? Well, let's see. If you have ever been a part of Jehovah's Witnesses, you've got some lies inside of you that need to get out. And you need to come and make a clean cut with those lies. Because if you don't, they are going to affect you now in you're trying to walk with Christ. Because they don't walk with Christ. They don't even believe that Jesus is God in the flesh. That's the only thing I ever talk to Jehovah's Witnesses about. This week, I was getting gas. The guy next to me, he comes walking back from the store paying whatever. And he has this look on his face as he's looking at this woman over here. I'm like, well, I wonder why he's got that look on his face as I'm pumping my gas, you know. It was pumping, and I was just looking around. And so I looked past him, and I saw the woman on the other side of him. She was very animated on the phone, doing all this. And I thought, that must be what he was making faces about. So I said, she's pretty animated, isn't it? He said, I didn't even see her. I just heard her, you know. And then I listened. I kept coming out of this car. You know, it's like people, you know, you got that boom, boom, boom stuff. Oh, man, I hate that. It's like, man, do I have to hear that? Turn that stuff down, you know? So anyway, he and I start talking, and I start giving some of my quips, my little sayings of stuff, and he's laughing, and we're having fun. And after we talked a little bit, he opens up his wallet and says, I want to give you something. And he hands me a card and says, I'm a Jehovah Witness. And I thought, I'm so glad you gave that to me. I said, you are living with an ugly tub. But anyway, And I said to him, you know what I talk to Jehovah Witness about when I meet them? I talk to them about, do you believe that Jesus is God in the flesh? Because you don't. You believe he's somewhere between God and man. And I said, and he's not. I said, but would you be willing to lay down what you think you know to get the truth? I've got the truth. I said, then would you be willing for it to be examined by asking God to examine what you think is truth? Would you be willing to look at scriptures? Because guess what? I've had other Jehovah's Witnesses come to my house, and I've given them, and they keep telling me all the words. But when I give them verses to show them, I said, answer one question. Is Jesus God in the flesh? And here's about 100 verses to show you. But it's not me. Go read your own book. Here it is. Would you be willing to go look at that? He didn't take me. I didn't, like, you know, push him. I just threw it out there, you know. I'm like, do you want this? So I'm asking you, do you want truth? Do you want truth? No. No. He already knew the truth. He didn't. Don't interrupt me with what you think. I already got the truth. Don't tell me what the Word says, because I've already got the truth. I said, are you following God or man? Because if you're following God, then you'd be willing to look at the verses. But if you just want to follow the Jehovah's Witnesses, I said, then just keep believing what they're saying. And then I told him about a man. Do you remember a couple that used to come here named Thornell and Deborah? Well, one day I was given a testimony about Jehovah's Witnesses when I asked God 30-something years ago, 35 years ago, about how to witness Jehovah's Witnesses, because they kept coming to my door. And I would stand there for hours at the door going back and forth with them. And it never got anywhere. And I finally said, God. So I started memorizing and started learning, taking all those things they were teaching. And I started reading the Bible. Is this what it says? And it was like, no. They're like twisting it and got it. Like when they talk about the 144,000. I simply say to Jehovah's Witness, are you a male virgin Jew? Because if you're not a male virgin Jew, you're not part of the 144,000. Here it is in Revelation chapter 7, chapter 14. And they go, and then they don't want to talk anymore. See, whatever they, but guess what? I learned all these things, you know, Sheol, grave, death, hell, blah, blah, all this stuff. I did the same stupid stuff with Mormons and whatever. And I was learning all this stuff. And then after spending all this time doing that, and then find myself arguing with them, you know, verse. We're not playing ping pong, you know. And then I said, God, what should I tell these Jehovah, what should I do? How do I reach the Jehovah Witnesses? Because I appreciate their zeal, and I told him that. I appreciate your zeal, and I appreciate you're willing to study, and you're willing to step out, and you're willing to be different. I appreciate all those things. But are you valiant for truth? Are you strong for truth? Or are you just following what somebody told you is true? Because if what they said is true, it will stand up to the Word of God. If it doesn't stand up to the Word of God, it's not true. So I'm going to ask you, please, if you leave here today, this is the only, and you don't get any more than this, get this. What are you basing your life on? What is your foundation of truth? And if it's a Bible, then how come when you're giving your opinions and I ask you, where is that in the Bible? Why can't you show it to me? I've had preachers that I've preached at their churches in America, and they would say stuff. And I would say, I would talk to them afterwards and say, hey, Pastor, you said this. Where is that in the Bible? They couldn't show me. And they're a pastor. I said, why are you up there for 15 and 30 minutes talking about something that's not in the Bible? But you're strong on it, saying, we got to believe this. I said, why are you doing that? Do you want people following you? Is your opinions better than the Word of God? So I'm asking you, are you valiant for the truth? Are you valiant for the truth? Mark 5:33. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Can you, when you come face to face with Jesus, can you tell him all the truth? And they asked him, saying, Master, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly, neither acceptest thou the person of any, but teachest the way of God truly. Not based on what others say. John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Verse 17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Do you want truth? Is what you believe truth? Would you be willing to look at your life? Let me back up. Would you be willing to invite God to look at your life and say, God, what is it that I'm believing that's not true? What is it that I'm living that's not true? Would you be willing to do that? God, what is it? Say it with me if you can. God, what is it that I'm believing that's not true? God, please show me what I'm living that's not true. Are you willing to do that? Do you really want that? Because he thinks you meant it when you just said it. You weren't just saying it, right? You're not just a little lemming, okay, a little mighty bird. I need this help. John 3:19-21. That's why he gave me you. And this is the condemnation that light is coming to the world, and shame on us, because it says, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Now watch what he says. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved or clearly revealed. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, clearly revealed, that they are wrought in God. They're doing it on the foundation of God. John 4:23-24. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Bless her little Bosnian heart. She gets up to give this testimony, and what I got out of what she said was, what they're saying is what's in my heart. I want to worship God. That's what those words are expressing my heart. That's what I got out of what she said. Those words are expressing my heart. And she couldn't just sit there and have warm little fuzzies. It's like, I got to tell somebody. I got to let this out. If we would be quiet, the rocks would cry out. There's some of us that can't just be rocks. The hour comes and now is when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such, or people like that, to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You have to worship in truth. You have to know the truth to worship God in truth. If everything is about relationship, think about what I'm going to say. If you don't know, why do you come here? Why do you come here? Why do you come here? One person said, I've tried to leave, but I've never been loved like I am here. I've never experienced love like this. I can't leave. Why are you coming here? You've been touched by God here. That's why you keep coming. It's certainly not me and my abrasive personality. Okay? It's not me. I'm like, God, why do I got to be like me? Why can't I be just all Santa Claus-y or something? You know what I mean? Just, and he's like, nope. See, I'm valiant for the truth. I am strong for the truth. I want the truth. My wife and I came up with a saying. I would rather see a truth that I hate than be deceived by a lie that I like. I wonder if you could say that. I wonder if that's really in your heart. I would rather see a truth that I hate than be deceived by a lie that I like. Don't tell me the truth. I already know what I believe. You know? You ready? We've got to worship God in spirit and in truth. John 8:32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If the truth makes free, what do lies do? Bind us up. If somebody asks you a question and you have to go like this, then is what you did or what you're thinking the truth? Right. Did you hear what this teenager said? This young girl? She said, don't you hate it when somebody asks you, can I ask you a question? Or you ask them, can I ask you a question? They said, well, do you want the truth or a lie? She says, I want the truth. That's why I'm asking. But see, some people would rather, you know, like a woman puts on a dress or something and it's new, or a hat, you know. What do you think? I asked my wife, do you really want to know? That's why I asked her. Do you really want to know? Now, what I've learned to ask her is, what do you think? And she says, I'm telling you, I've prayed for a long time with that one because I hurt her feelings too many times. I didn't mean to. It was like, why'd you ask me? You know, she experiments with my food that I love. And then she puts it on the table, and that's what I'm supposed to eat. And I go to eat it, and she says, what do you think? And I go, looking forward to eating tomorrow. You know, so I don't want to hurt her. But see, she's gotten to where she cooks good all the time, but it wasn't always like that, you know? I mean, it wasn't like that. So she wears something, and then she says, I've got this new outfit. What do you think? And I'll say, what do you think? Well, I like it. I said, great. You know? Well, what do you think? I like what you like. Well, you know, I like you to like what you like. You know what I mean? I mean, I say as best I can say what I can say. If she presses me on it, I'll say, it's different. You know? But I don't tell her I don't like it anymore. I just, you know, say, what do you think? Because really, it doesn't matter what I think. If she likes it, I don't got to like everything. Do I got to like everything? Nope. I just got to keep my big mouth shut. As Dana was talking to me earlier about, God showed him this week, I don't got to open my mouth all the time. Ecclesiastes 5:6, something about shut your mouth so that you don't sin or something. Cause you to sin. So that's, for me, that's like, I got to shut up my face, you know. Somebody says, what do you think? And I'm like, walk away, you know. I don't have to say everything. I shouldn't say everything, okay? All right. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, there was a question I wanted to ask in here. Is our life based on truth or lies? I know, but I want you to What do you want your life based on? Okay, but what is your life based on? Paula is being honest. She said a little bit of both. So guess what? Would you like the lies exposed? That's why my wife preaches this sermon called Spiritual Schizophrenia, because we're like two different people. No, I really feel comfortable with the lie, but, you know, I, in my spirit, I really don't want it. And so what are we believing? That's what she's saying is right. So what I'm saying is, what are we believing? Okay, watch the next question. I said, is our life based on truth or lies? Now watch the next question. Do we live by our feelings or truth? What do you really live by? Because guess what? When the Bible talks about in 1 Corinthians 5, I believe it is, that people are carnal, what do you think that's talking about? Worldly, fleshly. They're led by the flesh. Okay, so what I'm going to say is, we have a choice to make. Who do we want to live in us? Jesus or the devil? Okay, the devil is the world, the flesh, and the devil. Because they're all anti, they're against God. The world, the flesh, and the devil. It's not that people in the world are bad. It's that the spirit of the world is bad, because it is the devil. Because he is the spirit of the air, the Bible says. So what I'm saying is, what are you basing your life on? Truth or lies? For example, Sue was talking this morning, and she talked to me right before church, and then she brought it up in her Sunday school. Is there a heaven? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Okay, is there a hell? Oh, but we don't want to talk about hell. We don't want to. Pastor, would you please preach on hell? It's been a long time since we've got to hear a sermon on hell. I want to hear a good hot sermon on hell. No one wants to hear about it because no one wants to be there. Well, can I ask you a question? When people die every day, let's say there's 10,000 people a day, or let's just say there's 1,000 people a day that die, as we know it, in the world, okay? Where do you think most of them go? Where do you think most of them go? How many people are valiant for the truth? If I know that you want to steal, you want to, it's all about you. You want to steal. You want to take. You want to just give your opinions. You want to lie. Guess what? I don't want to invite you into my home. I'm going to love you as a person. And I'm going to go and try. There's people that I go and minister to, but I don't invite them in my home. God is a God of truth. Do you think he's going to invite people into his home that don't love truth? Don't want truth? How about that reject the truth? Jesus is the truth. They've rejected the truth. Do you think they get to come to heaven? But we don't want to think about them going to hell. We don't want to think about hell. The way of life is above to the wise, that they may depart from hell beneath. We don't want to think about hell. Is hell true? But we don't want to think about it. You said you wanted truth. How much truth do you want? No, really, how much truth do you want? What area, here, let's ask this question. Everybody in the room. What area in your life is it you don't want truth in? Well, I already believe this. This is my opinion. Don't mess with it. Don't start bringing truth and light in here, because I already know what I believe. My opinion never matters. I've realized God's helped me to understand that. What matters is, what does God have to say? That's why I'm asking you, what do you believe? What are you basing your life on? Here's what I'm asking you. Would you be willing to ask God, God, I want you to start looking at my life, and God, you do it in your way and in your time, and He's not going to overwhelm you and just show you 500 things in your life, and you're going to get devastated and because we can't handle it. He's going to deal with one thing. Yeah. Well, and see, we don't need to do that. If you know the truth, you wouldn't do that. That's where I'm trying to help you, but I don't know how to get there. I don't know how to help you because I've been teaching stuff for so long and I keep going, Lord, if they, you know, if you just get one of these things, it changes your life dramatically. And that's why I'm asking, do you really want it? Do you really want it? Do you really want it? Do you want the truth? Would you be willing to lay down what you think you know and say, at the feet of Jesus? I'm not asking you to lay it down at my feet. I'm not asking you for me to come and straighten you out. I'm not trying to do that. I'm asking you, would you be willing to take your opinions, your words, and lay them down at the feet of Jesus and say, Jesus, I really want the truth. And if I'm wrong on this, or even if there's some error in what I believe, maybe I'm right mostly, but there's some lies in it. I want you to sort through it, and I trust you to give me back the truth. Would you be willing to do that? Don't just nod your heads. I'm asking you to raise your hand, but I want you to realize before you raise your hand, let me tell you something. Before you raise your hand, I believe God is having me do this. Because He wants to know. Would you be willing to do that? God, I want the truth, even if it's not what I believe. Thank you, Jesus. Can I tell you something? I love you, and I care about you, and I'm not trying to straighten anybody out here. I want to help you so much. And I see things, and I hear things, and I'm like, how do I help them, God? How do I see their life change? And I care about you, but I don't know how to do it. I can't do it. He can. That's why I want to get you to Jesus. So here we go. Where were we? We were in John 8:32. Look at verse 40, please. But now, Jesus said, but now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Verse 44 through 46. He said to these religious leaders, ye are of your father the devil. Why is he saying that? And then he says, and the lust, the strong desires of your father, you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he stayed not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Jesus said, and because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinces me or convicts me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? We either are living the truth or we're living a lie. We either want to live the truth or we want to live a lie. There are many people that go to church throughout America that want to live a lie. They go to church for social reasons. There's people that come here for social reasons because they have friends here, people that are friendly. They like the benefits of God. They get loved on, believed in, coddled. But they don't want the truth. So their lives remain unchanged. When he said, You're of the father of your devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not truth, because, see where it's going. Oh, you're of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. We become who we associate with. I want you to think about how you were raised. I want you to think about what your parents did. If your parents could have been good parents, but maybe they cheated on their income tax. Maybe they rolled through stop signs. Maybe they ran red lights. Maybe they cheated, and when they got too much money back, they kept it. They pocketed it. Didn't even try to give it back. If you had that, if you saw that when you were growing up, if your parents did things that were wrong, did things that were a lie, inside of you as a child, you thought it was okay because this is your mom and dad. Can you hear me? They exampled a way of life to you. God. See, that's what's known as a generational curse. Go read in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 6 when he gives the Ten Commandments. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 6. Okay? And I think it's 6 and 7. And it talks about that. The sins of the father shall be visited to the third and fourth generation. That's, you want to break that generational curse in your life? Do you want to live the truth? God, where there was lies in my mom, my dad, my grandparents on both sides, my uncles, my great-grandparents, God, I want to ask you to forgive them. I want to bring them under the blood of Jesus. I'm asking you to forgive them. I'm asking you to break that sin and that stranglehold of sin in their lives. I'm asking you to have mercy on them. And Lord, I want to break agreement with that because I don't want that living in me. I want to break that generational curse right here. I'm coming to you in the name and the authority of Jesus Christ and saying, I don't want that in my life. I love my mom. I love my dad. But they were not perfect. Janiah, you can say this. He was not perfect. And I want to break that generational curse. Because what he did wrong, I don't want living in me. What he taught me by his actions, his choices, his attitudes, I don't want living in me. I want to break, I'm asking you, Jesus, to break that generational curse. It's not okay to lie. It's not okay to cheat. It's not okay to gossip and talk about people. It's not okay to slander. It's not okay. Do I need to keep going? We got it. You got what I'm saying? But I've done it, Lord. But my mom doing it, and I find myself doing the same thing. Because the nuts don't fall too far from the tree. She's the tree with her branches, and the little nut doesn't fall too far. The nuts fall right off the branch. Do you understand? No, I'm trying to make a point. I mean, you get it? The nuts, like the little acorns, they don't jump and run over there. I don't care what VeggieTale says. They don't jump. They fall right underneath the tree, and they become another little nut tree, you know? Another little nut. That grows up into a nut tree who makes more nuts, you know? Well, let's quit. I'm tired of being a nut. All right. Shoot that thing. Okay, now, here we go. Let's read a couple of verses. John 14:6. These are verses about truth. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father, but by me. Now, either Jesus is telling the truth, or the Buddhists, the Mohammedans, the Muslims, the Indian religion, the Japanese worshiping their ancestors. All that stuff is true, and people can go to heaven without Jesus. Is that true? Jesus is the only way. Now, that's because that's what the Bible says. What is your foundation of your belief? Because maybe some of your beliefs are based on your feelings. Well, I feel, well, it makes me feel better if I believe this. Is that what you want? Or do you want the truth?
I'm just saying.
Okay. Chapter 14, verses 16 to 17. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, the Holy Spirit, that he may abide or stay with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. Are you valiant for the truth? That's why when Sue was teaching Sunday school, she said, it's not enough just to believe something different than somebody else, but you need to stand up and say what the truth is. She was in that class with 100. And they said, oh, it's okay to steal because the child needs it. It's expensive medicine, you know, costs thousands of dollars for one dose. So it's okay for you to break in and steal. And my wife did not want to stand up in the Holy Spirit because he was in her, the Spirit of truth. She stood up and said, no, that would be wrong. It's a sin to steal. The whole class turned on her, started yelling at her, saying all kinds of words or whatever she said, it's still the truth. Do you understand? She didn't have to yell. She didn't have to shake her fingers. She didn't have to try to straighten anybody out. But you see, when you stand for truth, others are going to oppose you because it doesn't fit in with their feelings. Well, I was born this way. That's why I'm gay. No. Adam and Eve. Brand new baby girl. Brand new baby boy. Not a brand new baby queer. I'm sorry. No. Yes. Yes. And that's true. That's true. Exactly. Alcoholism, homosexuality, thief, liar, murderer. They're all sin. And our parents did them, so we end up doing them. Okay? Or somebody grows up and they don't get mommied, and or they get hurt by a man, and then they gravitate toward women because the women didn't hurt me. You know what I'm saying? There's all these things that doesn't alter the truth. You love the person, you hate the lie. Do you hear me? We always love the person, but we hate the lie. The very first person I ever led to the Lord, the very first person was a homosexual. The very first person I ever witnessed to, and he ended up getting saved, was a homosexual. You love the person. What about when I led those two hitmen to the Lord? They were professional killers, had killed people in cold blood. God had me love them. But I told them the truth. I didn't say, oh, it's okay. God winks at that or something. I say not. It is a sin. I didn't talk to them about their sin. I talked about murdering or whatever. I just talked to them about Jesus. And when you bring the light in, the roaches, man, they sit up and notice. They're going to run. I'm sorry. Just I grew up in Florida. I just remember that. Turn the roaches' lights on, the roaches flee, man. Or the rats and all them things. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide or stay with you forever. The Spirit of Jesus Christ comes to live inside of you. He is the Spirit of truth. When you hear a lie, you can't compromise with it. If you've got the Spirit of God inside of you, he's going to like jump up and say, hey, that means it's not the truth. Or he's going to go, ha, 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 yeah, that's the truth. It's not hard. I do this every day. I ask people, is it what I'm saying? I said, am I trying to talk you into something, or is what I'm saying jumping up and down in you? They're like, it's jumping up and down inside of me. I said, it's the truth. And they said, I know it. Even if they've never heard what I'm saying before. I know it. It's the truth. Do you want the truth, or do you want to lie? Folks, you need to read your Bible. Not have somebody else read it to you. And don't read one of those watered-down versions that twists things and makes it a little comic book or leaves stuff out, cuts the edges off and makes it all soft. I want the whole truth. I don't want part of the truth. Do you understand? Do you understand? He's going to live with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth or liveth within you, and he shall be in you. I want to read more, but I want truth. I want truth. I want truth all the time. I don't always like the truth. A policeman pulled me over. I didn't like the truth. I wasn't going 100. But he was driving down 131. The dude was doing, what was he doing? 65. Okay? And all the other cars were behind him. And I said, dude, it says 70, and they allow you to do 5 over, so 75. See, he pulls me over. He says, do you know why I pulled you over? I go, nope. Because I didn't know why he pulled me over. How would I know why he pulled me over? This is my story. And so I said, no, I don't know why you pulled me over. And he said, do you know how fast you were doing? I said, yeah, I was going 75. And he said, and I got all mad at him. That didn't work out good. So I get this, I got all mad at him. To be honest, this was a few years ago, you know, only 3 or 4, something like that. I told you about it. I yelled at him. I am trying to tell you the truth. I have feelings like everybody else, and my feelings lie. And my feelings were all mad, and I had not learned to Ecclesiastes 5:6, and keeping my mouth shut yet. And so I had to say what my little feelings were saying, because they were screaming inside. So I thought, I'd just let them hear what my feelings are saying. So I just screamed at him. I didn't yell. I screamed. I was so mad. Because I had this belief system that just because he's a cop doesn't mean I can't pass him. And God had to show me, Harv, even though he's going 65, 70, whatever he was doing, and he said, and you didn't blow his doors off, but he said, you disrespected him. Everybody else was honoring him. Everybody else He said, I said, yeah, no, they're just a... I told God. That's what I told God. I had this conversation with God. I'm trying to tell you how lies work. And I told God, no, God, they just ain't got no backbone. They're all just scared of him because he's a cop. And God was like, well, Harv, what you did was you dishonored him. You had the attitude of, I'll show him. He said, is that humility? There goes my head. You know, I can't look God eyeball to eyeball anymore. He said, Harvey, you have a belief system that's wrong. Because it's not the first time I've ever done it. But I think it'll be the last. It was enough. And I don't know what it was. I don't. The ticket didn't matter. I'll tell you what mattered. Was I told him. I said, I'm a Christian, but I am so mad at you. You know, I told him. I'm just, you know, my little feelings. My mouth had to just get in there, right? Because I had this belief system that I shouldn't have to go slow just because you're going slow, just because you're a cop. Just because you have the power to give me a ticket doesn't mean I should have to go slow. Well, how'd that work for you? It didn't. So, I yelled at him. Well, hang on. So then, I told him, I'm a Christian. And I said, I'll pray for you. You know? Boy, that was a good testimony, wasn't it? Now watch. I said, now watch this. Watch it. I'm telling you the truth, though, because I want you to understand that we have wrong belief systems. Are you listening? Okay, watch this. So then God gets a hold of my heart. He says, Harvey, you got the wrong belief system. You're full of pride. You're going to straighten him out. You're going to show that you don't have to go slow just because he is. He said, but you're wrong, Harv. Now, I'm sure you've never argued with God. When God tells you something, you just say, yes, Lord, and you obey. But for me, I argued with God. Now, that cop's not perfect, but God is. God is. But guess what? I argued with God. Now what does that tell you about what I believe and what I think? Who do I think I am? So then God brings that to my attention because the Holy Spirit inside of me is going, and I don't have that peace and joy, and it's gone. And God gets a hold of my heart, and I finally realize it's not just that I did wrong, it's that I have a wrong belief system that caused me to do wrong. I need to break agreement with the seed of the lie that's living inside of me. Do you understand? So when I broke agreement with that, confessed that, then God said to me, Do you want to get closer to God? Then God said to me, now, Harvey, what I want you to do is I want you to call the cop. I want you to apologize to him. Tell him what I've shown you. And you think that's bad? That ain't nothing. I called. I look on there, find this number, ask to talk to him. Now I have to explain the whole thing to them. Because why do you want to talk to him? So I have to humble myself and tell all this sin that I did to this person on the phone. And they said, well, he's not here. He's at another precinct or whatever it is. So now I call over there. Why do you want to talk to him? So I have to confess it again. Well, you need to talk to so-and-so. So I had to confess it again. I am confessing it all over the city. All these cops. I feel much better now. But I'm trying to help you understand what I had to go through. Remember I told you public confession, public power? Well, public sin guess what? A much bigger and harder confession. You know what I'm saying. Now, I'm going to help you with something. I'm going to teach you a little principle. If our children would make small payments, time out, little spanking, take away their little toy, you know, whatever it is, you know. Discipline. Do you understand? In love. But if they make small payments as children, they won't have to make big payments as adults. If they don't have discipline as children, they're going to get it as adults. And it's going to cost them a lot more. It's going to be a lot harder on them. Do you understand? So finally, after confessing this to I don't know how many people over the phone, all of them cops, I finally get where they said, we'll give that message to Officer so-and-so. Officer so-and-so calls me. Now I got to say it all to him. The guy that I screamed at. While I'm telling him I'm a Christian. Because I couldn't believe I was screaming at him on the one hand. I couldn't believe I was screaming at him. On the other hand, I'm like, I'm a Christian. Why am I doing this? Because I was living by my feelings. I was living by a foundation of a lie that allowed me to do something that I wished I hadn't done. Are you listening? What foundational lie is inside of you that you don't see yet? Ask God to show it to you. And He will if you want to see it. He'll probably show it to you whether you want to see it or not, but it would be better if you just went ahead and agreed instead of arguing doing the 6 months. Serious. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? What foundational lie are we living on? We all have lies. And we don't see them yet. That's why it's called deception. Now, I'm drawing a line. What I'm getting ready to say is for brave people. If you're not brave, do not do what I'm going to say. Because the people around you are going to wish that you hadn't done it if you're not brave. Ask. You really want to know the truth? Ask the people around you. What lie am I believing? What lie is it I don't see? Where do I need to change? Now, maybe you shouldn't even do that at all. But just ask God. Just start right now with asking God. Don't ask people because it's hard to hear it from people, I'm telling you. That's why I made up the little saying, God's the only one who can get away with nagging. I can't stand nagging. I tell my wife, she wants me to do something, write it down. I will do it, but don't nag me. And it works. I will do it. I love you. I want to see your life change. I want to help you with your life. There are foundational things in every one of us that need to change. You want your life to change. And if you want it to change for real, in a big way, then we've got to see these things. We've got to make some different decisions. And let me tell you something. It's not you trying to... Listen to me. You get this and we'll be done. Okay? Serious. It's not you trying to change. It's you admitting, this is the truth inside of me, but I don't want it. You're making a decision. It's that simple. This is the truth about what I've been living or believing or doing. But God, it's wrong. But even inside, you may still feel like it's right. because your feelings tell you it's right. That's what I told God. God, I know I'm wrong. And, you know, I'm driving away from that cop after I screamed at him. I know I'm wrong, but I feel like I'm right. Can anybody relate to that? You know you're wrong, but you feel like you're right? Because your feelings lie to you. Please, I don't want you to live, I don't want you to be carnal and live by your feelings. I want you to live by your spirit so that you can commune, have close communion with God. That's what you want. But your flesh lies to you and entraps you. When he shows you something, God, show me the truth. When you see it, don't try to change. You will hurt yourself. You will beat yourself up. You'll feel bad and you'll fail because you can't change. And if you do change, you'll get so full of pride, you'll walk around being self-righteous. You ought to do what I do. I'm doing right. Why don't you do it? I quit smoking. Why don't you? That's what I did. That's what I've done. Maybe that's what I do. I don't know. But it's what I've done. When you see a truth about something that you know is wrong, you tell God, God, I'm wrong. And maybe you tell him, I feel like I'm right. But God, I want the truth. I only want Jesus living in me. I don't want a lie living in me. I want the truth living in me. God, I want to break agreement with this lie. It's not okay to believe. It's not okay to say. Do you understand? And God, but I can't change. Will you come change me? And Jesus is like, that's my job. He's like, I got it from the dead. I can handle you. Your little flesh, I can handle that. He said, but we're going to do it one day at a time. So don't despair. Don't beat yourself up. Don't look. Are you closer to Jesus now than you were like a month ago? Then guess what? You're succeeding. It doesn't matter what all's in front of you. It doesn't matter what's behind you. Look at the wake. Look what's behind you. What? You want to say something? Does this help anybody? You know what's neat, Jesus? It's you. I'm so glad that you are you and you're just like you are. And that you want us, that it just blows me away. Just remember when I got saved, you come walking across the room with your hands out like this because you wanted me. You wanted me. And I've had a lot of rejection, but you wanted me. And then you love me. And then you're like, you're my project, Harv. I'm going to work on you, help you to become just like me. Harv, all you got to do is admit the truth, break agreement with a lie, and tell me you want the truth, and then I'll work it in you. Thank you, Jesus. Do that work in us, because we want the truth. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. When, can I share something with you? Like, you've heard this today, and let's say you heard it, you processed it, you go, I want that. Now, that's where a lot of Christians live, just in their emotions. I want that. But they don't do anything with it. When you say, I want that, I believe that, what you've done is you've given, this is what God showed me. He said, they have given me permission to now begin to bring up the lies that they've been believing. When he brings up a lie, you got to identify it. It's a lie. And break agreement with it. This is a lie. The truth is, this is a lie. I've been believing it. I've been living it. I've been speaking it. No more. Jesus, I break agreement with that. I want you to remove the root system of how it's gone throughout my whole life. And I want you to go back to, where did that lie come in? What's the seed of that lie? And Jesus, would you just reach down inside of me and get a hold of that root system and get a hold of that seed and pull that root system out of me? Because I don't want it to affect my life anymore. I don't want my life to be colored by that root system of that lie. And then I want you to fill that space where the lies were with the blood of Jesus. Because I only want Jesus living in me. I want the truth. I'm going to tell you what, you will not believe. The next day you do that, and the next day you won't even believe. You talk about feelings. Woo! It's like cool. And it's like what starts happening inside of you, it's like truth, lights going off, like little sparklies. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, right?
Yes. Yes.
Can I give you a thought that God gave me this last week? Maybe it was the beginning of this last week. Can I give you a thought? I thought it was so cool. He said, Harv, he said, every day, just do an random act of kindness for somebody. Just for no reason, help somebody. It's like, I mean, I always find him wanting to do stuff for people through me. You know what I mean? And I let him do that. But it was like the other day I was getting my coffee. And I looked over there and there was the dishes. And Sue normally does the dishes. And I have been so, and I've helped her with the dishes a lot. Because I don't mind doing dishes because my mom raised me that way. And I don't mind doing dishes. I mean, I hate it when I was a kid. But for some reason, you know, it's like it doesn't bother me to do them. But it's like I've been so busy for the last 2 or 3 months, I can't even keep up with other stuff. And so it's like I don't have time for dishes. So the other day, I'm getting a cup of coffee. And he shows me the dishes and said, why don't you just do those dishes for her? She's pretty busy. And I'm like, okay. So the thought came to me. I know the devil wouldn't tell me to do the dishes. You know, I mean, it's real simple. Right, Al? The devil wouldn't tell me to do the dishes, would he? I don't think so. He wouldn't tell me to help Sue, would he? I don't think so. So I said, okay. And then after I did it, the next day he said to me, every day, just do some random act of kindness for no reason for somebody. I mean, I don't know. It just hit me. I don't know. Maybe it's not revelation to you, but for me it was. It was like, wow. But what was really neat in what you said was not just that you did it, but you're asking yourself, what's the motive why I did it? That is maturity. That is incredible. That's awesome. Give me five, brother. You hear what he just said? He said, when you invite God, he will absolutely pull the rug out from underneath the lie that you've been believing. In other words, he'll bring it down. He'll make it real obvious. And he said, your flesh won't like it. But we want to live in the Spirit anyway, right? So it doesn't matter about our flesh. It doesn't matter if I don't like it. So what? I've said to God, God, I don't like that. And he'll say, so? I'll go, okay, what do you want? Do the dishes. Okay. You see, it doesn't matter if I like it or not. It's only my flesh that doesn't like it. Because then when I do it, my spirit likes it. The reason we get angry, you know why? Because it's all about me. You hurt me. You took what I want. You got in my way. You're on my road. You know?